Time passes very quickly in the now. We looked at the portals, some of them, the portal of loss, the portal of the inner body, of sense perceptions, of yes to now. One more portal, and this is a particularly appropriate place where we are here to look at that. Simple. Is silence, one could say, the absence of sound, which is here in this space very strongly, simply to pay attention to it, to notice it, and one could almost say to listen to it. Now, while I talk about it, you can also listen, not just to the words. Usually, your attention would be absorbed by the words, or your attention would be absorbed by your own thought processes. That's possible too, about tomorrow's problem. So that's the usual case. But now, as you sit here, you can pay attention to the words, but also to the silence that's still here in this room, everywhere, in between every sound. The sounds couldn't even happen if the silence were not there. They stand out, the sounds stand out from that. So usually you would not notice it, because usually you would be sitting here as a thought-based entity, looking only to what thought can relate to, which is form, which is more thought. And you would forget a deeper dimension that is there. And that is the dimension of stillness, thoughtlessness, formlessness. And it's a strange thing. When you listen to the words, but at the same time, you also listen to the silence, one could say, silent spaces, but they're not really spaces, because silence is one. So there is an underlying silence, and then the words come like wave movements. Now, strange thing happens. You could, of course, listen to silence completely. No more words. Just that. And to listen to silence, it requires a certain degree of alertness.